Well, since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade this past summer, the future of abortion access has been unclear. Democrat Katie Hobbs has promised to push for abortion rights when she's sworn in as governor in January. But in a deeply divided political climate, will she be able to make good on her promises? KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young has a closer look.
There's a law dating back to the 1860s that bans abortions in Arizona, with exceptions only to save a mother's life. It makes performing an abortion a felony punishable by 2 to 5 years in prison, and that law has never been repealed. It's not being enforced right now while it faces challenges in the state's court system. But it was briefly in effect this fall, temporarily bringing abortions in the state to a halt. And Katie Hobbs made it a central focus of her gubernatorial campaign.
I will do everything in my power and use every tool at my disposal to restore abortion rights in Arizona. On day one, I'll call a special session of the state legislature to overturn this draconian law.
Now, Hobbs has been elected, and day one is drawing near. But Kathy Herod, a longtime abortion rights opponent with the group Center for Arizona Policy, thinks Hobbs' plan for a special session would be dead on arrival.
All 31 House Republicans, all 16 Senate Republicans have professed a pro-life position. I do not believe that Governor-elect Hobbs will have the votes to do what she wants to do on abortion.
Still, it would be a bad idea for Hobbs to reverse course on her plan, says Kevin DeMena. He's a strategist who's worked in Arizona politics for more than 40 years.
Promises that are made need to become promises that are kept.
But he also doubts Hobbs' special session would be successful. DeMena says abortion has become a cornerstone cultural issue for Democrats and Republicans. He doesn't see a lot of room for compromise here, and he says that's key in special sessions.
The typical approach is in and out in a day or two or three, but it's built around a consensus, a united opinion, and this issue really doesn't qualify on that level.
But Hobbs thinks there is consensus on the issue, at least among Arizona voters. Polling shows nearly 90% of Arizonans want abortions to remain legal in the state, at least in some circumstances. Hobbs told KJZZ's The Show that message should resonate even in a divided statehouse.
If folks want to be representative to the people that they're elected to serve, they would consider some sort of way to do that that would reflect the will of the majority of voters.
Even if Hobbs can't convince conservative majority lawmakers to repeal Arizona's century-old abortion ban, abortion rights advocates still see her election as a critical shift in their favor.
The power of the veto pen cannot be overstated.
Brittany Fontenot is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Arizona. Outgoing governor, Republican Doug Ducey, signed multiple pieces of legislation restricting abortion during his time in office. Fontenot notes Hobbs has promised to block any potential bills that would limit reproductive rights.
That's going to go a long way with making sure that Arizonans and their healthcare providers are the ones making these decisions.
But Kathy Herod doesn't think lawmakers will take up much abortion legislation for the time being. She expects they'll wait to see what the state's courts say as judges continue to weigh Arizona's existing laws.
I anticipate several months of ongoing litigation in the courts over Arizona abortion law.
And if lawmakers or the courts don't settle the issue of abortion access in Arizona, DeMena points out there's yet another way Arizona could end up with new laws.
When circumstances like this present themselves to Arizona interests, they always seem to turn to the initiative and referenda route.
He expects to see abortion access appear in some way or another on 2024 ballots, which could leave the issue up to voters. After this year's elections, where Hobbs and other Democrats performed better than expected in Arizona, Brittany Fontenot is optimistic voters prioritize abortion rights.
The fact that people came out and said that they wanted to support the party that would be pro-reproductive freedom says a lot about what's at the top of their minds.
DeMena says it's just hard to predict how this issue will play out under the Hobbs administration. Arizona hasn't had a Democratic governor in more than a decade, but lawmakers haven't had the option to make major restrictions to abortion access since Roe v. Wade was decided 50 years ago.
It's all new players, and a blank slate.
He says Hobbs' goals around abortion laws may be clear, but she'll be facing a set of circumstances no Arizona governor has faced before. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.